You're listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. And here is your host, Tracy Brown.
Hey everybody, it's Tracy Brown. And here is today's episode of Walk Your Talk. Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. If you've been talking about the importance of inclusion and oneness in spiritual communities, then you got to do more than talk about it. You've got to walk your talk. And so that's what this podcast series is all about, reminding every one of us to walk our talk. And it's kind of fun that I am recording these podcast episodes as I walk. So I am talking as I am walking. So excuse any background noise that you hear because I am outside. So what is the focus today in this episode when we think about walking our talk to create stained glass spirit communities, spiritual communities where oneness does not require sameness? I've been thinking a lot about the words independence and interdependence. Especially in Western culture, we have created this myth that independence is, if not the number one value, it's very high on our values list, that we should be independent, that we should individually be able to accomplish things and make a difference. Our individual capability to stand on our own is so highly valued, and that we are independent, not needing help or support from others. This idea of independence, meaning that I take care of my own needs and I get it done, whatever it is a good value. But sometimes when we really buy into the idea that we can do everything ourselves and that we get to define ourselves and everything that we have, we miss the reality that we do interact with other people, we engage with other people, and we are interdependent. That each one of us in what we individually accomplish and individually do, even in the goals that we set and the aspirations that we have, we do need other people. We do need to interact with other people. We engage with other people. We need people to support us in different things that we are doing, are acquiring. But somehow that gets lost. Sometimes it gets lost in this idea that I'm independent, or I have my individual goals and I just need you to help me achieve what I'm achieving. In that sense, I need you, or I guess technically that I am going to use you for my goals. And that's really different than us being interdependent, selecting goals and priorities based on how they impact, support, help, engage other people. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 when you think about the idea that as we build our spiritual communities, there is a definite need for interdependence. No one minister can do everything that needs to be done. No single board chair can make every decision that needs to be made. So there is an interdependence on individuals and on groups of people to produce a Sunday service, there's interdependence between the minister, the music ministry, the people who are greeting and welcoming, the hospitality team, if you're serving coffee or snacks before or after the service, people who are providing prayer, if you have a multi-generational congregation, the people who are caring for the children while the adults are in service. There is an interdependence that is as natural as, it's as natural as how we think about our family working together. That it's a family and they depend upon each other and different people have different roles and it's expected that people will support one another. So in a spiritual community where oneness is not sameness, you have to find that balance between independence and individuality and individuals independently making decisions or creating projects or determining what will be done, and how you find the balance between that and the interdependence is critical. Because in a stained glass spirit community, what we're really trying to do is recognize and value the talents of everyone, the personalities and experiences and needs and expectations of everyone, and bring all of that together in a way that serves everyone. So there's never a time when there's just one person or a very few people whose ideas are the ones that get approved or selected. There's never a time where, in a stained glass spirit community, where there's only one perspective. So, I don't know, just thinking about that. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. Independence versus interdependence. And the only other thing that comes to mind for me is, I guess not really related to creating oneness instead of, or creating oneness without requiring sameness. But there's also that interdependence that is related to weaving in the divine guidance, right? Our human experience is interdependent with our divinity, or how we understand our divinity, divine principle, infinite and spiritual law. Because if we designed everything only around our humanness, around humanity, why would we be a spiritual community in the first place? So I think there's, to a certain degree, some experience that we have weaving our divinity and our humanity together that we can also use as we think about how we create a community where oneness does not require sameness. Because there are times when we do make decisions in our spiritual community that are very much and very obviously designed to address or accommodate our humanity. Very practical things like the time of the service or where we locate our church if we have a brick and mortar church building, or if we are virtual, what platforms we use, because the largest number of people will be able to access the programming. A lot of decisions that are made based on our humanity. But at the same time, we never lose sight of our divinity, for that is the nature of our very being, our true essential nature, to teach and practice spiritual law, to teach and practice universal law, to teach and practice the metaphysics. So I think we can use that. We already know how to do the dance. We already know how to navigate more than one priority, more than one focus. We just need to be conscious and intentional and aware of doing that as we bring so many different kinds of people together. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you, that the individual, the independence of the individual, has to be able to dance with the interdependence that that individual has with all the other people in your spiritual community, just like our humanity has to dance with our divinity? So that's what I'm thinking about today as I walk my talk, or talk while I'm walking. And I just encourage you to be thinking about it too. And how do you demonstrate, or how do you model this balance between individuality and the collective nature of your spiritual community? How do you find the balance between independence and interdependence? As you're contemplating that, just remember that anytime you want some resources, ideas, inspiration around that place where spirituality, diversity, and inclusion intersect, all you have to do is visit stainedglassspirit.net or go to the Facebook page, Stained Glass Spirit. My name is Tracy Brown, founder of Stained Glass Spirit and host of this podcast series, Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk.
Thanks for listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. For more information and inspiration, visit stainedglassspirit.net.